The text verses for the sermon are, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down." This is a remarkable story. In those days, that is exactly what would have happened. One nation would invade another's territory or land, overpower them, and use them as slaves to build or expand their own kingdom. In this case, it was the Philistines, who had a long history of war and conflict with the Israelites. They occupied the five cities of Gaza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Ekron and Gat in the southwestern corner of Canaan. David was the youngest son of Jesse from Bethlehem, who was a shepherd. He took food for his brothers, who were soldiers fighting for King Saul in the battle against the Philistines. In those days, you were responsible for your own food. And then he heard this heathen Goliath swearing at God. And then he said, "But I will go. I will go and fight this man." Of course, his brothers thought, "There's no way our wee brother David can do this. There's no way he can face up to this giant." But King Saul heard of all this. And then he sent for David. And when he saw David, he saw this boy in front of him, and he had his doubts as well. But then David convinced him. He said to the king, "But I'm a shepherd. I'm used to dangers. I'm used to defend my sheep against the lions. I will go. I will go with the Lord." And then the king offered him the best protective clothes of the land. But David couldn't walk with it. It was too heavy. He resorted to what he was comfortable with. His own shepherd kit of a sling, 5 stones, sling pouch, and of course, his shepherd's staff. And then, the remarkable outcome, which no one expected. David took 1 stone in his sling, and he hit Goliath on the only place on his forehead where he was not protected. And then the Philistines started running. Why? Well, they were definitely heathens. Or as it says in the text, they were the uncircumcised, meaning that they were not part of the covenant with the Almighty God. And they saw in this a miracle. A miracle that only God can do. Only 1 stone penetrating this unprotected part in all of Goliath's armor. But David, he didn't claim the victory as his own. He said he comes not in his own power, but the power is from the Lord God. He was a vehicle in the hands of God. In order for everyone to accept the fact that the Almighty God is the only creator of heaven and earth. There are no other gods except Him. What is the message for us? Well, metaphorically speaking, we also forget about the mighty power of God. We forget about His involvement daily in our lives through His Holy Spirit. Sometimes our fears, our problems, our grief can be just as gigantic as Goliath. And we tend to be just like Israel, ignoring it at first, pretending it doesn't exist, or too scared to challenge it, or to change it, or even to approach it. And often, this causes us much hassle, pain, and feelings of guilt. But how do we address our fears? Well, the story of David and Goliath teaches us lessons. First of all, we must never ever forget who we are. And this morning, we have a vivid reminder of who we are. We belong to Christ Jesus, our Lord, who died for our sins. Jesus, who gave us His Holy Spirit, so that we can go through life, not on our own, but with His help, each step of the way, knowing He is just a prayer away. Communion reminds us again this morning, we have a living relationship with God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. We have received His Holy Spirit, and He is helping us just the way He helped wee David a long time ago. Although our fears, our problems might seem massive, like a Goliath, we must never forget we belong to the Lord God, and His presence is with us no matter what. Secondly, we must just be ourselves, just like David, who approached Goliath not with some unknown armor, but only with what he felt comfortable with: a staff, 5 stones, a sling, and a sling pouch. He trusted God more than his armor. And yes, God gives us enough armor to guide us, to help us through His holy word. He even provides us with talents and gifts to deal with the challenges we face. But sometimes we forget that. And then we must go into prayer. We must go on our knees and humble ourselves before God and think of the things He gave us, not only to our own advantage, but also to the advantage of other people. And thirdly, we must not sulk and ponder too much on the why questions. Because the why questions is actually silly. Because they have no answer. It's only the Lord God who knows what He's doing and why is He doing what He's doing. The Israelites might have thought, why on earth is God allowing Goliath to insult Him? They must have wondered, does God really exist? But God had a reason and a plan. God wanted everyone to see and know and show them that He is the only God. And yes, just like that, God sometimes uses our problems and our fears to show us how much He cares and how He can change it for the better. We must just learn to hang in, to be patient, trusting Him. Fourthly, the story of David teaches us that nothing happens by chance. We can't just sit backwards and let life pass us by. God allows certain things to happen because He wants us to go and make a difference. And we can make a difference because we belong to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have received God's fully pardoned. We are here because He loves us. We are going to have communion this morning as a sign of God's welcome, God's forgiveness. We are able to cope Because we have received His Spirit. The key is, we must make sure, through the reading of our Bibles, not by habit, but because we want to, through prayer, maintain this relationship with God. But once we pray, when we go on our knees, we must be honest. We must tell God exactly how we are feeling, just like Robbie Burns did in some of his poems. And I'm thinking of the poem of Holy Willie. But last but not least, life is not all about gloom and doom, always full of fears and suffering. Life is a gift from God, a wonderful opportunity to serve Him as best as we possibly can, with joy, laughter, and gratefulness, just like we David. If we believe in God, if we believe we have His Holy Spirit, we also have to believe that the sun will shine after the storm. Whatever you face in life, whatever you fear, trust in God and take up your sling, your Bible, and confront your Goliath fear with faith. Remember that although our problems, fears, and suffering often approach us with sword and spear, we do not have to be afraid, because we give each step in the name of the Almighty God, the God who made heaven and earth. What more can we ask for? Amen.